te Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 9. The Lord incarnates as Mohini Murti, text number 19. Asuranam Sudha Dhanam Sarpanam Iva Durnayam Matva Jati Nusangisanam Na Tam Vyabhajad Achuta Asaranam Sudhadanam Sarpanam Iva Durnayam Madhvajati Nisangsanam Natang Vyabhad Jayuchataha Asaranam Sudhadanam Sarpanam Ivadhurnayam Madhvajati Nisangsanam Natang Vyab Bhajad Achutaha Asuranam Sudhadanam Sarpanam Ivadhurnayam Madhvajati Nisangsanam Natang Vyabhajayuchataha. Asuranam Sudhadanam Asuranam Sudhadanam Sarpanam Ivadhurnayam Madhvajati Nisamsanam Natam Vyabhajad Uchitam. Asuranam Sudhadanam Sarpanam Ivadhurnayam Madhvajati Nisangsanam Satam Javajad Achyutam. Asuranam of the demons. Sudadhanam, giving of the nectar. Sarpanam of snakes. Iva, like. Dharnayam, miscalculation. Madhva, thinking like that. Jati nusangsanam, of those who are by nature very envious. Na, not. Tam, the nectar. Vyabhajat, delivered the share. Achyuta, the Supreme Personality of Godhead who never falls down. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki. Demons are by nature crooked like snakes. Therefore, to distribute a share of the nectar to them was not at all feasible, since this would be as dangerous as supplying milk to a snake. Considering this, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who never falls down, did not deliver a share of nectar to the demons. Purport. It is said, Sarpa, Krura, Kala, Krura, Sarpat, Krutara, Kala. The snake is very crooked and envious, and so also is a person like a demon. Mantral Sadhi, Vasa, Sarpa, Kala, Kena, Nivaryate. One can bring a snake under control with mantras, herbs, and drugs, but an envious and crooked person cannot be brought under control by any means. Considering this logic, the Supreme Personality of Godhead thought it unwise to distribute nectar to the demons. Om Jnanata Varandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshun Malitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukham Krotivachalam Pangundam Kayate Gurim Yatkripataraham Vande Sri Gurum Dinatharanam Vanchakalpa Tribhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So in this pastime, Krishna is showing that he always favors his devotees. And this is natural because devotees, they take shelter of Krishna. But then in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Samoham sarabhutesu namaje stosanapya. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. So one might think, well, wait, it seems like there's a contradiction there. It seems like he's partialing. You know, the devotees, the demigods, he's giving them favor. But actually, it's common. Prabhupada mentions in the purport of this verse that a very charitable person may give charity in so many different directions, but he gives special preference to his sons, naturally. And so the demigods, the devotees, they're like the sons of Krishna, so they give special preference to helping the devotees. So the demigods, they took complete shelter of Krishna, but the demons, they never do. They never take shelter of Krishna. They think they can do whatever they're doing on their own strength. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati kinchina sarvaraganais tatasamasate suraha. That those who are engaged in devotional service, they develop all the good qualities of the demigods. But those who are not devotees, they have no good qualities. So by engaging in devotional service, all the good qualities of the Vaishnavas become manifest in such devotees. Srila Prabhupada mentions that a person with no good qualities is like a flower with no good scent. You may see a very beautiful flower, but it has no scent, then it's useless. And Kali Yuga, you find that a lot. Yeah. Devotees sometimes bring around the flowers and there's no scent. Kali Yuga flowers. So also there's Kali Yuga people. Yeah. No good qualities. So this process of Krishna consciousness is meant to bring about good qualities in men and women throughout the world. Yeah. And this is possible. When Lord Chaitanya was preaching to Rupa Goswami, he says, Brahmanda Brahmete Konya Bhagyavanji Guru Krishna Prasari Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. That if one is very fortunate, one comes in contact with a spiritual master. And from him he receives the Bhakti Lata Beach, the seed of devotional service. So somehow we've come in contact with devotees, spiritual master, and this bhakti lata bead is growing. And how is it watered? It's watered by hearing and chanting. Now sometimes on creepers there's flowers. And sometimes on creepers there's thorns. Okay? So these thorns are the bad qualities of people. And we're also, you know, we're coming to Krishna consciousness now, so sometimes we carry on some of those bad qualities in our devotional life here, and we're trying to get purified. So sometimes there's still some thorns on there. Right? And there's flowers growing also. There's some good qualities coming. But as we continue on in this practice of Krishna consciousness, these thorns are cut off, just like if you have a rose bush. And, you know, how do you get these thorns? You cut them off. So this process of Krishna consciousness is cutting these bad qualities, such as envy, lust, greed, envy, you know, illusion, madness. All these qualities they're cut off. This creeper of devotional service. And then what do you have? You have a very beautiful creeper. So hopefully we'll become completely purified and we'll be able to live amongst the flower-like devotees in Krishna's garden of devotees. Yeah. This is possible. Actually, these qualities of a Vaishnava, they're dormant in the hearts of all living entities. But they're covered by false ego, mainly lust, greed, envy, all these bad qualities. But we can become purified. So it's very common, actually, for demons to be envious. As we're seeing here, that the demons are going to be furious, you know, when they didn't get the nectar. They'll be envious. So this is something that happens in the material world. But there's actually a name for Krishna, or a quality for Krishna, Dhirodatta, which means that Krishna also sometimes becomes envious, apparently. He's the origin of everything, so envy is also coming from Krishna. And this is mentioned in the Nectar Devotion. or this one demon, Kalyavana, he wanted to attack the residents of Mathura and kill all the residents there. So Krishna, he wrote a letter to him. He says, Kalyavana, you sinful frog, I'm a black snake, and I devour sinful frogs like you. So this sounds like an envious statement coming from Krishna. And it is. So Krishna, he apparently becomes envious. Why? To protect his devotees. To protect his devotees. And even the pure devotee, Prabhupada, also, he became very angry. There was one instance in the late 60s where there was one person that was coming to the temple, and he had a problem with smoking marijuana. But it was known amongst all the devotees, we can't do that here. So one person who was living in the temple there came to the temple, and he had some marijuana in his shirt. And one of the devotees said, hey, Swamiji said we shouldn't do that here, so you can't come here with that. So this person, he hit the devotee in the face. And when Prabhupada heard that, he became furious. He said, if he comes here again, I'll kick him in the face. And Prabhupada was very heavy. So it appears like envy, but no. This person offended a devotee. And there was another instance. This is in India. The devotees were doing kirtan on a stage. And there was a big crowd. Thousands of people were there. And there was about 20 devotees dancing, chanting on the stage. And it was really ecstatic. So at one point, spontaneously, they jumped off the stage. And they went around the crowd, and they were getting others involved in the chanting and dancing. They were getting them up off their chairs. And they were singing and chanting. And the organizer of this really appreciated the program. So the next night, the devotees again, they were chanting on the stage and singing. And the organizer of the program, he was trying to get the devotees to go down into the crowd again, get them to chant and sing and dance. So he's trying to entice them to come down. But what they were doing spontaneously the night before, they didn't want to do it that night. So they just continued chanting on the stage with Prabhupada. So at one point, this organizer, he became a little too enthusiastic to bring the devotees down. So he grabbed one lady's sari to bring her down. Prabhupada saw that. He took his cartels. He was playing cartels. Like a Sudarshan Chakra, he took it and he hit this man. Became furious because he was offending Amataji. So devotees also become angry. And Dhirodatta actually means that one who becomes easily angry, envious, and proud. So sometimes Krishna also, he's a little proud. Sometimes he has a peacock feather there, So these qualities are also there, but they're pure in Krishna. So this Kalyavana, he was a big demon. And he approached Narada Muni at one point and said, is there any buddy, and is there anybody that can match my prowess on the planet, any kingdom or anybody? He said, yes, you go to the Yadu Vamsa. So he was inspired. Oh, okay. So he went to fight with Krishna and his army. And that's Kalyavana. He wasn't just some small-time kshatriya. He had millions of warriors, and he was very powerful. No one had defeated him. But he was a Yavana. So Krishna, he didn't want to fight him. So when he approached Krishna to fight, Krishna, what did Krishna do? Anybody remember? Huh? He ran away. He ran away. And as he was running away, Kalyavana was saying, what is this? You're supposed to be so powerful, you're running away. What is it? Stand and fight. But he didn't want to be touched by this person because he's just so low class. You know? So he was running away. But it's, you know, this Kaliyavan, he's running like anything, trying to catch Krishna. And Krishna's just casually kind of like walking, you know, just, but he's in reach. He could actually, but he just couldn't catch him. He's just like so close, but he couldn't catch him. So then Krishna, he's going and going away from this Kaliyavana, and then he went into a cave. He went into the cave, and this Kaliyavana, he saw someone sleeping there. He said, oh, this Krishna, he's pretending to sleep. So he went over, and what did he do? He kicked him. But there was one person there that he shouldn't have kicked. And that was Muchukunda. And what happened is he was previously, a long time before, I don't know how long, but a long time, many years before, he was fighting for the demigods. And he was a really good kshatriya, and he was really helping the demigods a lot. And he was the cause of their winning the battle. So after he fought, they asked him, so you fought so nicely. Is there anything we can do for you? He said, yes, I want to sleep. I'm tired. And if anybody wakes me up, I want to burn them burn them to ashes. That's the only benediction I want. I want to sleep, and I don't want to be disturbed. He must have been really tired. So then this Kaliyavana came and woke him up and burnt him to ashes. So Krishna, he killed him without touching him. So this envy is a major problem in this material existence. So how do we get free of envy? By service. By service to Krishna, by service to the devotees, we become free of this envy. There's a very nice verse in the Uddhava Gita, which is the continuation of the Bhagavad Gita, 22 chapters. Beautiful. So in this Uddhava Gita, Krishna's explaining to Uddhava. He gives a nice analogy of one person who's in a forest. It's dark and it's cold. Fearful situation to be in. No moon, very dark, cold. But then he sees some light and he goes towards this light. And it turns out that there's a group of brahmanas doing a fire yajna. So he goes closer and closer. So he gets so close that there's no more darkness, no more fear. So he feels very comfortable. The association of devotees there, brahmanas. So similarly, by rendering service to devotees, by rendering service to Krishna, one becomes free of fear. One becomes free of ignorance. And one becomes free of envy by service to devotees. Of course, this is something that, as conditioned souls, it's difficult to pick up this service attitude, because everybody wants to be served. Everybody wants to be the master. You know? Instead of being the servant, they want to be the master. But this Krishna consciousness movement, this process, is diametrically opposed to this whole mood. So we want to have this service attitude. And this is actually the pleasure of the soul. To serve. This is what gives the most pleasure, actually, is service to Krishna, service to the devotees. And there was one devotee, disciple of Madhavendra Puri, Ishvara Puri. Madhavendra Puri, he was, of course, great, great Vaishnava, inconceivable how great a Vaishnava he was. But at the end of his life, he was invalid. He had some disease, so he couldn't get around. So Ishvara Puri was such a great devotee that he would humbly take care of Madhavendra Puri taking, you know, cleaning up his stool and urine and just very, very humbly serving Madhavendra Puri. So Madhavendra Puri was so pleased with Ishvara Puri for his service attitude that he said, "What can I do but pray to Krishna that he gives his mercy to you?" You know, that's the greatest blessing of a disciple, is to have this spiritual master say like this, you know, "What can I do but pray to Krishna that he give his mercy to you?" But this Madhavendra Puri, this great devotee, he had another disciple, Ramachandra Puri. So he saw Madhavendra Puri lamenting that he could not attain Krishna. This Ramachandra Puri said to him, "Why are you lamenting? Just meditate on Brahman." And as soon as Madhavendra Puri heard that, he said, "Get out of my face. Just get away from me. If I leave my body with you in front of me, what will be my destiny?" So he just get away from me. So two different types of disciples here, you know, so-called disciples. So he was so offensive, not only in this circumstance, but when he went into the association of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Chaitanya's devotees. He saw, at one point, he saw Lord Chaitanya honoring a lot of prasadam. So he criticized, "Why are you eating so much prasadam? This is enough for three. You should reduce. This is not..." Now, Madhavendra Puri, he was the godbrother of Ishvara Puri, so he had great respect. He would pay obeisances even to Ramachandra Puri. So he accepted that, and he reduced his eating. And the devotees were so disturbed, because they wanted to please Lord Chaitanya. They wanted to feed him nicely and take care of him. But this Ramachandra Puri, he was the cause of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's reducing what he was eating. So they were just thinking, "When is this person going to leave?" Just so disturbed. And then finally, he left, and they had a big festival in honor of his leaving. Because he was causing such a disturbance to the devotees. So he was a thorn in the side of his spiritual master. So we don't want to be thorns in the side of our spiritual master, but we want to be flowers that give pleasure to the spiritual master. And what gives pleasure to the spiritual master more than anything is following the instructions. Now, I gave you this analogy of the father that has sons, so he'll be more inclined to the sons than the general public. But let's say this father has 10 sons, and one of the sons just does whatever he says, and the other 9, they don't do quite as nicely as this one son. So he'll give even more mercy. The father will give even more mercy to that one son. Although they're all sons, that one son that just is completely surrendered, just tells whatever his father says, he gets the most mercy. So this is why Srila Prabhupada got the most mercy, because he followed very strictly the order of his spiritual master. He took the order of his spiritual master as his life and soul. Yavasayatme kabut here, ekeha kurnandana. Those who are on this path are resolute in purpose, and their aim is one. However, the intelligence of those who are not on this path, it's many branched. So the disciple should accept the order of the spiritual master is, you know, resolute, just one pointed, just nothing else, just the order of the spiritual master. Is very important. In this way, we get purified. We get the mercy of the spiritual master. And by getting the mercy of the spiritual master, we get the mercy. We get the mercy of Krishna. And this is the goal. We want to get the mercy of Krishna by this service attitude. Mahat sevam dvoram ahori muktes tamo dvoram yositam sangi sangam. Mahantaste samachitapasanta vimanyava surasarabhavaye. That by rendering service to the devotees, the door to the spiritual world is open. It's opened wide by rendering service to Krishna and his devotees. However, those who want to serve their senses, engage in sense gratification, then the door to hell is opened. Mahat sevam dvoram ahorvimukt tamo dvoram yositang sangisam mahantaste samachita prasanna. What is the qualities of them? Mahantaste samachita, that they're equal towards everyone. They're peaceful. Mahantaste samachita prasanna. And there's a nice verse in the also in the Uddhava Gita, where Krishna says that those persons, those devotees who approach others with in a friendly way, with compassion, what is that verse? In a friendly way, with compassion, they approached him, seeing everyone equally, then he says, I'm very pleased with such persons. So these qualities is what pleases Krishna very much. So we want to develop these qualities of Vaishnavas, and then certainly we'll give pleasure to Krishna. So any questions or comments? Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you.